This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Nice try, you stupid dick. Like, your face.
You're off today.
Your face is so ugly, and it tells me when you're going to do things, even when you try not to do things. Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is going to be hot as your balls today.
I think this is this the hottest day?
90 yes.
Something?
It is supposed to be the hottest day.
90 all week, right?
Yeah. So we have highs of 90 today and tomorrow. Then it gets into the, I guess, somewhat tolerable 80s.
Yeah.
So right now it's already 72. I was driving to work this morning with my windows open, and it was already humid at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's like you're in South Florida.
It is. This is going to be brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do everything you got to do. Drink your water, light colors. Good move, by the way. Pick in your darkest, longest sleeve button-up shirt. Was your sweater dirty?
Yeah, you know. They're not back from the dry cleaner.
There will not be any cloud cover today.
Yeah,
so,
it's going to be roasty.
Yes, be cool. High of 93. It could feel like 100, depending on where you are. And we'll get more into the heat in just a little while here in the break room on CMF. By the way, just get it out of the way. I know.
You know what?
Well, no, you're looking me up and down because you got the long sleeve shirt on and I went the basketball jersey right again.
Yes.
It's going to be a billion degrees. Okay, so let's just get it. Done. Go.
What?
But no. Hey, what?
I have to look at that all day.
Yeah, look who's talking.
At least I cover up.
Have you? No, you don't. I'm looking at your veins. Look like a goddamn small town road map.
Try that, a small town vein.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I should get you copper fit socks or if you're showing me how to get to the grocery store at Newark. I've got an issue at home. Okay, so, you know, it is summertime. The kids, most kids are now, like, going into summer vacation next week.
Yeah.
My kids have been off for, like, a week and a half.
Mm.
And we are planning a road trip to Boston.
Yeah.
Right around the 4th of July.
Very patriotic.
I'm very excited. Well, see, here's the thing. Our family tradition the last couple of summers has been America vacation.
Americana.
Yeah, you got it. Mm. So last year we went.
Plenty to see here.
There is plenty to see.
There's only a lot.
Last year we went to D.C.
Yeah.
We did all that stuff. Then we went down to New York City, did all the patriotic stuff in New York City, like, you know, American history stuff. So this year we're going to go to Boston. We're going to do all that America stuff. And then next summer we're going to Philadelphia.
Wow.
And then we're out of America.
City. Yes.
Right? But
then it's on to Mexico.
So going to Boston, there's like certain things, if you're going for the history, you have to do. Is it the Freedom Trail?
Yeah.
The Red Line Tour.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. Yeah, right. Yeah. So I did that when I was a kid with my family, and I really enjoyed it. It's really interesting. And the best part, for those who are looking for, like, family vacations that are affordable, most of this, like, America stuff is free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all state
you
parks
just
and stuff,
kind of go look
right?
at it.
Yeah, you got it. So, like, the Boston thing, it's just like a road.
Yeah.
Like, you're walking
you
through
You go
it.
Up to the church and all that stuff.
Yeah.
In D.C., almost all the museums are free.
They are?
Yeah, you just walk in.
Wow.
Yeah, it's covered.
Thank you, Nixon.
Well, covered by the U.S. government for now.
All right.
For now.
Right.
So, like, going to Boston, I'm very excited, and my wife and I and the kids on Friday night, we're going through all of the stuff we're going to go see.
You're laying out your plans.
You got it. Like, Paul Revere here, and the old North Church here, and da, da, da. And my girls, who are 12 and 14, almost like they had discussed this previously, both speak up and essentially say, I want to just do like America stuff.
Well, it's boring for
you. Yeah, no.
It's like school.
Yeah, like I remember going for a school trip and you were kind of like whoever was leading your bus got to pick where you went. Yeah. And like the guy leading our bus was like obsessed with ships. So like we saw all the old ships.
Okay. Hey, look at that.
And as an eighth grade girl, doesn't really do it for you.
Okay. Well, counterpoint to that, you got a free trip to Boston.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't free. I'm sure my parents paid
for
it.
Okay, whatever. You didn't pay for crap. And my kids ain't paying for crap.
But yeah, I guess like, are you going to do anything fun?
So that's what happened. Yeah, we were planning on doing fun stuff, obviously.
Mix it up a little bit.
Well, we're taking a tour of Fenway on Saturday.
Oh.
Ooh,
but no baseball. Cool. Just well, people telling you what happened here many years ago.
The Sox are out of town. That's not
built,
my fault.
Built 2 years before the Titanic. So.
By the way, quick
this is right here where LBJ sat and watched the game.
Quick sidebar.
What?
I told you how like we wanted to do a Fenway tour because I assumed it was free.
Yeah.
They charge you $25 a tour.
I would think they'd charge.
Every ballpark tour I've ever taken
really?
Was free up until this point. It's $100 and my wife bought
how
the tickets.
How many have you toured, man?
Like seven?
Like you just walk around and they just tell you like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, bro, I was on the road. What
I know,
else?
I know.
You went and saw serial killers' houses with no tour.
I but hey, no charge.
By the way, I always enjoyed the tours too. I liked them.
All right.
F you, man.
Okay.
I was that close to losing it on you. So as our daughters, my wife and I, they speak up and go, we're on the fun stuff and pasta.
Quincy Market.
Yeah. So that's just it.
So that's fun. And the food's fantastic.
I bring up Quincy Market. I go, it's on the way.
Pizza's delicious.
We want to do more fun stuff. So
is that how your daughters talk?
They all 14-year-olds talk. So
they want a clothes shop?
They want a shop. They want to
like go to the mall?
Candy stores are like a big thing that have come back around again.
Candy stores?
Really?
Like boutique candy stores.
Oh.
Okay.
It's the stupidest thing.
Okay.
It's like, hey, you like gummies?
Somebody rebranded candy.
No, exactly. What it is. You like gummies? You want to spend $24 a pound on them? Well, here, I got a place for you.
I love candy in the heat of summer.
So it became like this Kissinger-Nixon moment where my wife and I are with my daughters at this table, and we have the Freedom Trail map on our phone, and we are trying to find spots along the way in which we can insert teenage fun into this patriotic American history
keep their interest going.
Tour. And it really, and like, it wasn't until 5 minutes in where I was like, wait a minute, I run this bitch.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you did.
No, but this is my trip. Like, we're going.
Is there any tourist, I'm trying to think of like as a teenager, what touristy thing they would like.
What about they have a pretty cool aquarium.
They're not seven.
I don't know, I enjoy it.
Do they like street performances and stuff like that?
Yeah, sure.
Probably. That you can't really plan for.
Because I can watch that stuff for about 5 minutes, man.
It'll happen along the way.
I know, and it's some stop.
Look, it just comes.
I like to walk past it. I don't want to watch.
You walk past it. Why are you so angry?
Because it's
about
boring after a while.
Well, then move on.
But my wife will want to stop.
For the show.
No, but my wife will stop, and then she'll donate.
Is that donating?
Don't give them money. That encourages more people to come down here with silver faces.
So angry.
Worst part, that wasn't even a street performer. That guy had mercury.
Yes.
No, like it became very apparent as we're doing this thing that all they want to do is shop and eat like food, kid food that like ramen and popsicles.
Like,
yeah.
Like viral food.
Yeah, whatever the trendy crap is right now. Popsicles are back.
They are.
Artisan popsicles.
You might want some popsicles. It's going to be hot.
So we discovered
what's an artisan popsicle?
So we discovered this when we went to D.C. and New York City. These trucks now exist.
Like
where
a stand.
Yeah, they're on every corner, Kenny. Yeah. Every corner where it's like, it's a pina colada with like a fruit you never heard of before in there, and it tastes delicious.
Is that what you sound like when you start eating it?
Yeah,
frozen tongue.
It's the stupidest thing because it's like, 72 cents worth of material. That made $12 a popsicle.
So it's going to be absolute. So nobody's going to enjoy themselves on this.
I'm going to enjoy myself.
No, because you're going to be miserable watching your daughters not enjoy things that you want them to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Really pissed me off.
I know.
No, because here's the thing, man. I am of the belief that it is important to know where you come from and the history of the place you are to understand what is happening in the world around us.
The meaning of America.
Well, yeah, and why things are the way they are.
The sacrifices
but
that
even,
were made.
It's not what I'm saying.
So you could have an artisan popsicle.
Can you think about the side-by-side?
Pina colada.
Think about the side-by-side here. This, all of these people in Boston that risk their lives to become a country. I don't want to see that. I want Pasigo. I want to get a Pasigo papaya.
Many Marines died at Guadalcanal, so you could have a popsicle.
They really did.
I know.
Did you appreciate that?
Do you think
that?
They would have done it, though, if they knew they were just doing it for popsicles? Or they would have just let the Japanese take over the island.
No, like,
they say it ain't even worth it. The kids don't even appreciate it.
To your point, like, my grandfather flew in Korea. So my daughters, so I want to get a stuffy that looks like a piece of sushi. Sorry, Kevin.
But did you appreciate all that stuff when you were 14?
I did, but I get that I'm unique.
I don't.
I love that stuff. I'm excited to go back.
But did you appreciate it in the way you want your daughters to appreciate it? Like, maybe you found it interesting, but are you like, you got to apply this to the way the world is right now?
I don't need that to happen. I do not say that to my kids, because I figure, like, once it's in your head, that'll eventually happen.
Yeah.
Right? I just want them to go, like, oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ah. Ooh.
Built in 1714. Amazing.
It is amazing.
Amazing. It still stands today. The original timber.
So I'm lame dad? That's what you're telling me?
Well, every dad's a lame dad on vacation. There's no cool dad. If you're a cool dad, one of your kids is going to go missing. So you have to be lame dad. You have to be lame parents.
Isn't every dad history dad? Like, isn't that your job
as
a dad?
It is.
My dad was like, I'm going to just get you on the brink of almost killing you, dad.
Oh, so he was fun dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
We always had to rent something with wheels. There's always something like that involved.
252-WCMF. We are doing a road trip to Boston around 4th of July. We are taking the kids. We're going to do all the America stuff, right? Like, you know, here's American history. And we're going through the whole, like, you know, trail, the American trail.
Ooh, you're going to do a duck tour?
Yeah, so we are going to do the duck tour.
So I did the duck tour.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah. I know.
I thought it was going to suck.
No.
And it was so goddamn fun.
So that's what I told my kids. I thought the duck tour was going to be like my ace in the hole. I'm like, you know, it's a duck. And I explained, you know, to my youngest.
It goes into the water.
It goes into the River Charles.
Yeah. And they're like, nah.
Oh, it's very cool.
No, I know it's very cool. But they're like, you know, you just take a boat. I'm like, it's a boat and a car.
Yeah.
No, you take a boat or a car. You know what really pisses me off? Maybe I'm going to need you to Google for me.
Okay.
There is this cosmetics company. That's airline themed. Are you aware of this
airline
company?
No, but you were telling me about it. I never heard of it.
Okay, can you Google airline themed cosmetics company? So they have these in major cities. Every major city has one.
Yeah.
New York had one. DC had
one. So it's just sell makeup for women?
Yeah, but like when you walk into the store.
Yeah.
Okay, so the store just looks like a brick building. You walk in. It's like you're walking into a terminal, a Pan Am terminal in like 1960.
Oh, so it's like 60s mod.
Yes. All of the employees there.
Are mini skirts and... thigh-high boots.
Are wearing flight suits.
Oh.
They're all wearing...
But they're those sexy ones
no,
from the day.
No,
no. Oh, no?
No. It's aimed at women. Why would they sex it up?
Well, those airline outfits were kind of sexy.
Again, I get...
It was a swinging 60s, baby.
I get where you're going. It's not what they're going for here.
All right.
So, like, everything that's out, it's only, like, one thing. Like, you can't, like, buy it, grab it, and buy it. So, like, if you want something, you flag down one of these... flight suit people.
Okay, you're going to be there forever.
Yes, it sucks, and they keep you in there. That's how they get you to buy more stuff. So, like, my daughters... It went viral or something last year, and they obsess over this
place.
So we go. Last time we went in D.C. or in New York, right? Like, you find the people, and here's what sucks. Here's what sucks.
What?
You go, this is what I want. They pull up a little iPad. They put in your order, and then they put your name. And then they have, like, the departure board.
Oh.
And your name
so
goes,
you're, like, on a flight to lipstick?
Yes, exactly. And your name goes up on the departure board, and they have a baggage terminal.
Yeah.
And your stuff comes out in your bag on the baggage terminal.
What a waste of time.
It is the most unbelievable
waste.
Like, I
can't even believe somebody came up with that concept. Seems ridiculous.
Well, whoever did it's a gajillionaire.
Yeah, it's actually brilliant.
Okay, women Kimmy's age and below love this effing place.
You want to fly like your grandmother's?
But, like, the tube of lipstick that should take you 5 minutes to buy ends up taking 45 effing minutes because it becomes this, like, experience.
Man, what's the whack on that?
I don't even know.
I can't find
it. I'm telling you, this place, oh, God.
I mean, I look up aviation-themed makeup store, airline-themed cosmetics. It's not coming up.
Airline store.
Airline store.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Did I hallucinate all of this because it was so hot in D.C.?
Maybe it's like, is it like only one or two stores maybe? Maybe that's why it's not coming up.
No, it's a major company. And every major city we've been to has had one. And I know Boston's going to have one. I'm going to end up in this stupid effing place for 45 minutes again.
Yeah.
Sucks. It sucks so hard. It sucks so long. And here's the other thing. It's just full of people all the time. So you can't even move around.
Yeah.
And I got broad shoulders. So I can't even like turn sideways. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't wear... You don't want to be rubbing your sweaty ass shoulders on people.
Well, no, it's going to be hot. I'm going to be wearing tank tops.
Bro, you look like a dead ape. Like all the blood has been drained from this ape. You're a pale ape.
Well, maybe I'll get some bronzer and fix that when I go to this airline. This is gonna buy, and of course, my wife is off today, so she's not up to tell me what the name of the goddamn store is.
We need her help.
God! All right, well, I'm going to look that up.
So, well, listen, enjoy your vacation.
Shut up. You want to go? Just you and me, we'll go do history stuff?
I would do that.
That's what I'm saying. We'll hold hands, we'll walk down the Freedom
Trail. I will say the best pizza I've ever had was in Boston.
No.
How dare you?
I think it was either Copley Plaza or Quincy's Market. That pizza was phenomenal. I don't know what it is. Have you ever had Boston?
Yeah, I've had Boston pizza.
Have you?
No, what's it? Yeah, I've had Boston. It's not bad.
I'm sure it's good, but
it's delicious.
You can't say it's the best you've ever had.
As a matter of fact, they have some of the best Italian food there in the North End.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree,
those restaurants are like world class.
I'm not saying it's not.
Take them out for Italian. Will they eat Italian?
Yeah, we're gonna go out for Italian. Yes, yeah. That's easy. The food is easy.
All right.
But here's the other
best clams I ever had.
Here's the other
North End.
The other thing that sucks about the food.
What?
Girl dinner. You're aware of girl dinner?
Well, you probably think the way I eat is a girl, so I guess, yes.
Kimmy, could you explain girl dinner to the audience?
It's picking at stuff throughout the day, and none of it goes together or makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
And it also eliminates every real meal. Yes.
So what do they eat for dinner when you sit down?
Well, so that's
like,
a problem.
I'll have like 10 french fries, a plate of pasta, and some, like, I don't know, throw in another random couple bites of food in there, and that's a girl dinner.
So, like, when we're walking around, whatever city we're in, they want to, like, grab little things along
the way.
Well,
that's kind of fun.
Yeah, okay, it's fun until we get to dinner time and nobody wants to eat, and I'm starving to death.
Yes.
Like, I just got a Subway. He's like, no, we're not just going to go to Subway.
Subway.
We're in D.C., New York City, Boston, Philadelphia. Yeah. I'm not going to effing Subway. Get out of this goddamn makeup terminal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A lot of things you got to watch out for today.
Oh, yeah?
We're talking dangerous heat, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up sincerity. But some people in the greater Rochester area also need to watch their mouths.
Why? What's better?
Because if you are this person and have been this person and you say a single word, you deserve to get punched right in the face. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So like we were talking a little while ago, it's going to be freaking hot today.
Dangerous.
Yes. Could feel like 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. By the way, are folks that are working outside, are they getting the day or do they have to go work through this today?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like state workers, 252-WCMF, if you work in construction, if we don't get any calls, they're probably asleep. They're not working.
Yeah.
Right? But like at what point is it too hot?
To like roof?
Work on, anything. You know, the street, anything like that?
Yeah, landscape.
All right. So look, all the standard stuff today, right? Light colors, loose clothing, sunscreen if you're going to be outside for a while.
Hydrate.
Hydrate, 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 and get out of the sun.
Get out.
As much as you can.
Out of the sun.
Don't stay for hours outside.
Don't stare at the sun.
You got it. This is literal hell. Like it's not even like, this is what hell feels like. If there is a hell.
No, this is probably like the entrance to hell. Okay. Not like you're like in the pit of hell yet.
Still not great.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So there are plenty of people today that have the right to complain about the heat. However, the two people I work with are not those people.
No. Why can't I complain about the heat?
Well, see, here's the thing. If you listen to The Break Room on a regular basis, you are aware that all winter long, Tommy and Kimmy bitch and moan and scream and cry about the cold.
Give me the heat.
It's too cold. I hate it. I don't have enough sweaters to put on.
It's just so dreary and depressing.
I want the summertime. We only get so many months.
I like the fun of heat stroke.
Okay. If either of you
say
a single word about how hot it is today, you deserve to get punched in the head. Now you, Kimmy. We'll find a different thing for you.
But you will be hurt somehow.
We will hire a woman to punch you in the head. You know I'm right.
No, I mean, listen, I'll take a couple of days of high heat just to have summer.
Okay, fine. That's fair enough. That's a fine statement.
Give me 100 degrees.
That's a fine statement from you.
Yeah.
This one, on the other hand, what? I get the feeling he's going to complain about how hot it is. Not a single word.
The only thing that sucks is like my husband is not a high heat person. So I feel like if I want to do outdoor activities and stuff, I do it alone because he just wants to be inside all the time.
Yeah, I can't be inside when it's nice.
What outdoor activity are you going to do today?
Today, I'm having fun.
Sit outside.
What? I'm having old man super fun.
What are you doing?
I am painting two Adirondack chairs
that
I've neglected over these many years, Pat.
Don't do that today.
I am.
No, you're going to die.
I'm not going to die. It's a slap some paint on.
The fact that she's encouraging you to do this lets you know that you're going to die. What? No, you should do it. You should go out and do some jumping jacks, push-ups.
Yeah, do it before it rains.
Somersault.
Yes, it's going to be nice and dry. Get it all done.
Bro, you don't have the body anymore to be able to withstand this heat.
According to you, I never had the body to do anything.
Okay, fair enough. But, like, bro, you are at the age, like, in all seriousness, look.
You sound like my wife now with the shot clock.
You're my friend.
It's like I got like a red Arbuck standing behind me. We only celebrate championships around here.
You are my friend.
You are my friend.
And I don't want to see you get hurt.
Right.
And like, you know, like for years and years and years, you never had to observe the whole like, you know, if you're of a certain age. You're now of that certain age.
Yes, I know.
Like when they say like warning for the elderly, you now qualify for those warnings. And like what you're doing is completely pointless.
Well, no, they're all raggedy. I don't want to pay them.
God, what will the neighbors think? all those social gatherings you host all the time.
You know, I hate raggedy stuff.
Okay. My husband did find an outdoor activity that he enjoyed doing yesterday in the heat. Power washing. He borrowed a power washer, and he was just going to use it for like one thing. And
dipping.
Then the next time I looked out there, he was doing the house. He was doing like all the stones in the back. Like
it's addicting.
Anything
power washer.
Could find to power wash. He was out there for a few hours yesterday power
washing.
It's a
crack pipe.
It really is. Like you will wash everything. And you know why? Because you feel like Ghostbuster.
And it looks amazing when you get done.
Well, I don't care about that.
No?
I just want to keep power washing. You know, we were asking who gets the day off today. Airhead 7109.
Oh, he should know.
Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I work in a factory. It'll get up above 100 degrees in summer. Like, you know, we live in a litigious society. At some point, those companies have to think, like, if someone gets really, really hurt.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Right?
Liable. Yeah.
Right? Is that?
It's the 1900s in the factories.
Yeah, exactly. Upton Sinclair shows up with a notebook. You're in serious trouble. And he's wearing a tweed suit. He's going to pass out, too. 252-WCMF. So here's what I would like to propose.
Yeah.
A new law in New York State as we get close to 100 degrees today.
What's that?
You are only allowed to complain about the weather one way or another. If you hate the cold, fine. Fine. You could say all you want. But when it gets really hot,
You're only allowed one season
yes.
of complaints.
No, yeah. yes, I think that's fair.
You have to pick your temperature.
You got it. And if you despise the heat, that's all well and good. Bitch all you want. But when it's in the single digits, you put a hat on, you put a glove, put gloves on, and you shut the hell up. Because the most annoying person in the world
yes.
is the person that wants to complain about all the weather. Because we all have those people in our lives. Shut up.
I want to enjoy the weather. If it's a little hot, I may say something.
No.
A little something.
No. You bitched for literally 6 months. You have no room to say a goddamn thing. And here's the other thing I want you to keep in mind.
What?
All you double bitchers.
Double bitchers.
Because that's what you are. The people you work with are keeping track. And maybe they don't say anything to you about
driving
it to your face.
Driving the double bitch bus?
Yes, they are. Yeah. They remember. You don't want to be known as the bitch that whines about everything at your job.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just a part of like making small talk.
Yeah.
You know?
The weather is like a major
really
thing
mean
to talk
it,
about.
But I'm just we're all like it's an easy thing to talk about.
It's the biggest thing on a newscast.
Okay. Well, wow, I would disagree with that based on what's going on. I mean, there's plenty of hot things happening. Yeah. I don't know if the weather is the biggest thing on the news.
I'll tell you, when you watch the news at night, the first thing they tease you is the weather.
I've been watching a lot of news. In fact, I'm looking
heat
at the news right now.
Across America.
Heat wave comes after the other thing that's going on right now.
Oh, the other heat wave?
The other really, really hot thing happening at another really, really hot place. we got Instagram messages coming in. Troy writes us on Instagram. Dude, I'm going to die today. I have to help with mowing part of our company, so I'll be outside all day sweating our balls off. At what point do you call in hot?
Call in just I can't do it?
I don't
it.
Think you do.
Now, you don't say hot. Blow sick.
Yeah, but don't you think everybody you work with knows what you're doing?
Yeah,
because they're all in the same boat.
All right, understood. Like even if everyone knows,
yeah.
How much trouble are you getting in? Because you have sick days for a reason.
Yeah, but it's got to be really hot.
Like today?
I don't think. I think we top out at 93 today.
It's gonna feel like 100.
Cool 93.
It's gonna feel like if you're not
humidity.
The humidity.
The humids.
If you're not gonna do it today, what day are you going to do it?
Well, I think if it hits 95, legit 95.
It could hit legit 95.
Yeah. I mean, it could be one of those things where it's the temperature is 90, but feels like 97.
Oh, the heat index. Yeah. Yes.
The heat index will hit 100 today. That's what every meteorologist is saying. Like, I mean, if you're going to call in hot, today's the day to call in
hot. I guess it depends what's being closed. Like, I would have to see what businesses are just not open today or people are not working.
Okay.
And then you judge it by that.
Or you could just base it on how comfortable you feel. Is that soft? Is that a soft thought?
I don't know. Do they play sports today?
Well, no. Actually, there's a school issue that we're going to talk about after 7 o'clock that has people really, really
No, I mean, like, people will be out golfing and stuff today, right?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if it's
so some soft-ass, pudgy golfers out playing golf. You can go to work.
Yeah, man. It's not like terrible health things don't happen on. Your dad had a heart attack on the golf course.
I don't think that was his lifestyle. That could have happened anywhere.
No, I just like, okay, you're right. There are going to be guys out golfing today. I don't understand.
Playing pickle. Here's another thing, man.
People be playing pickle.
Pickle be playing pickle. They will. They do.
They be pickling.
They got teeth, don't they?
If you see any old person just out for a stroll, and you'll see him today, then you got to get your ass out.
Well, no, because really old people, they never feel warm ever.
Yeah, but if they can get, they're not dead. They're not having heat stroke.
Yet.
They're like 80.
Okay. Don't base what you do on anybody else. Because everybody's different when it comes to how you can tolerate the heat.
That is true. We're all different.
No, it's true. I mean, genetics change how you can tolerate the heat.
Yeah.
Right? Where you come from. My wife is Jamaican. She loves this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle it.
Yeah, well, you're Irish.
She dragged me outside for 2 hours yesterday. I wanted to die. It was the worst experience of my life, sitting in the sun. Isn't this fun? No. No, it is not fun. No white people like any of this, except for you, apparently.
Well, I'm Italian, and I'm from South Florida. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kimmy, I don't get it at all.
She's Italian.
You're pale as hell.
Yeah.
You're from here your whole life.
I enjoy nice weather.
It just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
It's just a better mood.
No, it sucks. Like, no, it doesn't. I hate this.
Just the brightness of being outside.
You can hear the birds.
No,
it's like life.
No.
Let me live.
No, because we also nap in the middle of the day. Right?
Yeah.
And despite
yeah.
the fact that I have air conditioning in my house, which is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, I'm still going to sweat when I'm sleeping.
You know what's nice? Weather like this? Umbrella, chaise lounge, nap.
Yep. Longest nap you'll ever take.
It's fantastic. Taking a nap outside is awesome.
Not in 100-degree weather.
No, you get the umbrella.
Warm for napping outside.
What's that?
It's a little warm for napping outside.
I'm telling you, you get the umbrella, get the chaise lounge, maybe pour yourself a little something-something.
stupid.
On a ride?
No, don't drink in this weather. Do not drink. No, seriously, don't drink. Do not drink in this weather.
I drank in this weather yesterday.
Yeah, and look what happened to you. Look at your face.
I had a cigar. I had a beer.
You put it out in your forehead?
I had a couple of nice cocktails.
Can't even talk.
Cocktails.
Cocktail.
It was nice.
Okay. The problem, though, with the napping outside and the umbrella is, like, once that sun starts to move around, you're going to end up with, like, a burnt foot or, like, you know what I mean? Like, one little part of you, is going to be in the sun at some point throughout that nap.
But you can angle it. Yeah.
Right, but the sun moves.
That's true.
Here come all the tough
guys. Your burning foot will wake you up.
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I'll be grilling hot dogs and hammers. Is that what we're calling hamburgers now?
Hammers?
Hot dogs and hammers outside for 4 hours, and it's around 135 degrees around the grill on a normal day. I guess so.
Oh,
he's so tough, Chris. Oh, he's so tough.
That would be brutal, like working those street cars and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not coming. I'm not going into work that day. He also says, go Bills. Go Bills, Chris. 252 WCMF. Let's take one call. Again, it's going to be the heat index over 100 degrees today. We're trying to figure out at what temperature it's okay to call in hot. On top of that, if you are someone that has bitched about the cold all winter, you keep your mouth shut today. You shut up. Gary's on CMF. Oh, hold on. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
My name is Pat Duffy, and I'm a loose-ass bitch because it's a little too hot, and it's 90 degrees, and I might sweat.
Yeah, all of that.
Dude, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You just sound kind of soft.
Right, like,
you don't even go out. You don't even go outside?
Because it's 90 effing degrees, Gary. Gary, what is the perfect temperature for you outside?
Well, I'm down here in Atlanta.
What do you do for a living, Gary?
I went golfing yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, you got to get outside.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
You're locked in the house 6 months out of the year for the winter, and then when you finally do get something that you could get outside, now you're going to lock yourself inside in the air conditioning?
I love guys like this. Like, you know, we used to always have nothing but outside. We as a species developed inside for a reason.
Yes, we did.
And for my ancestors' sake, I'm going to use all the inside I can. If I never had to go outside Gary, if somebody built tubes for me to go to every place I had to go, I would take the tubes and never leave the house, even leave the tubes.
Okay, I'll take your wife to the festival when you don't want to go out of the house, and she does.
Okay, Gary.
Gary's trying to steal your woman.
Good luck, Gary. Thanks for the call, buddy.
I'm going to steal your wife.
That was a weird idea.
I'll take her outside.
I'll take her outside real good. Let's take a break.
Didn't think that call was going to end like that.
Yeah. Gary didn't really.
Gary.
Didn't sound like he had a way to go.
Yeah. Does your wife need a new husband?
Feeling it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, we have two. A bar that was at one point one of the most popular concepts in America.
Yep.
It faded over time. But Kimmy, seems like the younger set may be back in.
Okay. They're experiencing it for the first time?
Yes, and they like it.
What kind of bar?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I'm listening.
And I think we may be seeing this because we've run out of any new kind of bar idea to try.
So we're going all the way back?
I think so. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy?
Allow me to introduce you to Corsair's Cove.
What is this?
It is a brand new pirate-themed tiki bar.
Okay.
Ooh, the tiki's back.
Pirate-themed.
Yep, that has opened in Canandaigua.
Ooh.
And along with beer and wine, you can get all kinds of punches and mixed drinks.
Oh, you get all those, like a Mai Tai, which was that was my parents' generation.
I would assume the Mai Tai is available.
The Rusty Nail.
Yeah.
What's the Canandaigua drink that we found out?
Blue Whale. Yeah,
That's it.
It looks like Windex.
It's sneaky dangerous. I ended up naked on a deck. But this tiki bar is ready to put you in the middle of a Polynesian paradise.
So is it, it's in Canandaigua?
It's in Canandaigua. And this new tiki bar in Canandaigua is actually the second new tiki bar that we know of in Rochester. We talked 3 months ago about a different tiki bar that a group of friends has opened on Park Avenue.
Mm.
And when we did that, Tommy, you started going all nostalgic on us about how great tiki bars used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You spent a lot of time in tiki
bars. Oh, yeah.
Why are you such a big fan of drinking out of a coconut?
I don't know. It's very Polynesian. It's very, like, paradise.
Okay.
It was my parents' generation. Like, that was, like, a big thing for them. Like to have that kind of stuff, like those tiki torches, those bamboo things. Like my father must have had a million of those in Jersey, like around the house.
Okay, I get have it in the house, fine.
Because it makes you feel like you're on vacation.
Okay, but like the tiki bar, it's like, hey, like we're in the middle of a shopping mall, strip mall, and we're going to walk into Polynesia.
Yeah, it's a little piece of paradise.
It is.
Okay, all right. Whether retro tiki bars will be successful is up to this newest generation to decide.
Yeah.
But I don't blame these bar owners for trying this. Because I think we've run out of new ideas for bars.
Well, yeah, like what else would there be at this point?
When's the last time you heard of a brand spanking new bar idea?
With a theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have, it's like a specific niche idea. Like there's that bar and restaurant near Strong Museum of Play, Nerdvana.
Okay.
Okay, like that's a gaming bar.
Yeah. I mean, you had the brew houses now that you didn't have years ago, like where it's a beer themed bar.
But that's also
where they brew it there, you drink it.
So. But that's also nostalgic. I mean, that was a thing from 100 years ago.
Right.
Right. I mean, like Dave and Buster's, that idea is over 30 years old. Every sports.
Oh, yeah, like the amusement and all that.
Every sports bar idea has been done. Mm-hmm. There is not a theme that anyone right now could think of, 252 WCMF, 252-9263, that doesn't have multiple national chains that are trying to do it.
Well, I guess you would have to find like another culture or country and how they drink and do that.
But we've also
like a sake bar, like a Japanese sake bar.
But those have existed for like 30 years.
Not a place that just sells sake.
Yeah, like where you're not going to eat.
Like it would be like you walk in and you feel like you're in Tokyo.
Yeah, isn't that restaurant that used to be open?
Tokyo Joe?
Tokyo?
You talking about Tokyo Joe?
I'm talking about the bar and restaurant called Tokyo, you idiot. That was on Westerly Road.
Yeah, there was a steakhouse.
Yeah, but they also had like that bar.
So I guess, all right.
You had to walk over like a koi pond over a bridge to get to the bar.
Well, there's drunk fish.
And it was called
Tokyo.
What about that place in 12 Corners?
What's the place in 12 Corners?
Oh, God. What's a Chinese restaurant in 12 Corners? I know Chinese, not Japanese, but
Chen Garden.
Yeah, Chen Garden. I mean, they have a Chinese themed
No,
bar.
I mean, this would be more like a sake themed place. But you just drink their wine.
You want to take your shoes off, you want to sit crisscross applesauce at a tiny table.
I guess.
I don't know. Is that how they do it?
I don't know.
And, like, I know, okay, maybe we're learning more about the Japanese and their penchant for drinking and everything, but I kind of thought we also maxed out on all of the drinking cultures.
Like a Russian vodka bar. But that's
probably I don't want to do that right now.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Oh, my God, what do you mean?
No, I was just saying, it doesn't seem like, it's not like a fun night away.
You go in there, you give me your information on your credit card, and you drink your vodka.
I'm not even worried about that. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, hey, you want to have a fun night and no worries? Let's go to the Russian vodka bar. Hey, what's next? You want to go to the North Korean beer hall after?
All right, so we've tapped out on cultural drinking.
Well, like, can you name me another culture that's known for drinking that we don't have a bar themed for them?
By now, no.
German beer halls we have, Irish pubs we have, English pubs we have. We don't have Australian pubs. They're known for drinking.
All right.
Count the Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse, you're right. No, okay.
We're out.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there a single new idea for a bar that anyone can come up with?
Because they did the speakeasies a couple years ago.
Yeah. There's one in Fairport right now.
Yeah, there was one on Monroe Avenue for a while.
Yep. You got it. Which is a brilliant idea. To sell your beer. Hey, you can't come.
You got to find us.
But I know where it is. We're not telling you. I mean, I think.
You know what has tried in this town and didn't have much success, unless there's an example I'm not thinking of, but like a Louisiana style, like Mardi Gras style place. Like,
well, then my wife couldn't
bar.
Come in. What do you mean, Louisiana style?
You know what I mean.
Like throwing beads at people?
You know, like French Quarter, like
okay.
Just that style food you can't really find here.
No, that's a good call. There's not really good Cajun food here.
And I feel like there have been a few that have had that.
That's more of a restaurant, not a bar.
You could do a bar if you wanted to.
You don't ever want to go into a Louisiana bar. There's no, even in Louisiana, you're like, is there a bar that's not Louisiana that I can go to right now? I mean, am I wrong?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, they tell you not to wear flip-flops on the street for a reason.
Yes.
I mean, here's the thing. As we talk about this new tiki bar in Canandaigua, another one a couple months ago opening up on Park Avenue, the tiki bar is not the only vintage-themed bar that's been showing up again in Rochester.
All right, what else?
In fact, most of the theme bars that have opened in the last, like, 5 years.
Like those crap. Cocktail kind of joints?
Well, more Mad Men themed.
Okay. Old fashions.
Yeah, good call.
Highballs, whiskey sours.
Because what's that joint that you went to with your wife? You know the name of it. You're going to pretend like you don't. You went for a drink because you couldn't afford dinner. Really nice couches.
Oh, wait, in town?
Yeah. What's that called?
Wait, tell me. I'm forgetting.
Patron Saints?
Oh, yes.
Did you go to Patron Saints?
We went there for lunch.
You went there for lunch to Patron Saints?
It was nice.
But you said it's Mad Men style.
Yeah, she had a martini. And I had a whiskey. Yeah, it was fun.
But it's interesting. I mean, it's like walking back into the 50s, wearing a smoking jacket, and folks are willing to spend a premium to sit and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're going to spend more at a place like that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us. Brian may have actually come up with a unique bar theme.
What we got?
He says, Duffy, there are soccer bars opening all over Rochester.
Well, that's just a sports
bar. They've been around, though. Those are places, I guess, you don't really realize are soccer bars until you're there for an actual event.
Well, no, because there's a bar that just opened in the city that is a dedicated soccer bar.
Oh. Hmm. But that's just a sports bar.
Okay.
I mean, you're not getting anything unique in there except the TV.
But the other...
I would call it more of a sports bar anyways.
But there isn't another kind of sports bar that's specific to one sport. Like, you don't go to a football bar or a basketball bar or a hockey bar.
Yeah.
Like, this is a soccer.
Well, I guess because they seem to play soccer
at the weird,
all the time.
Weird times, weirdest times.
But I guess it's global, right? So I guess you could probably watch a live soccer game at any moment of the day if you had the streaming for it, right?
Okay. Yeah, probably.
So a 24-hour soccer bar.
Yeah,
you could just sit there and be bored all day.
To your point, my brother-in-law is from Africa, and when they come up and visit, he just sits in my basement and watches soccer all day.
Because you could watch 10 hours of soccer and see one goal.
All right, we got more ideas. You ready?
What do you got?
The ladies have shown up. Courtney writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, Polish bar with pierogies and Polish sausage and sauerkraut, food like Polska Chata, but bar atmosphere. That's vodka, right?
Yeah.
Polish vodka.
I mean, it's kind of like, that's like a hybrid of a German and a Russian bar.
We take potato, you drink.
Yes.
It's
kind of the same thing, right?
Okay, I don't know. I mean, there's definitely different culture to Polish compared to German and Russian.
But they're kind of close.
Here's the other thing.
It's got to exist all over the place in Buffalo, right?
Good call.
Don't they have a big Polish population?
Oh,
yeah. Dingus,
I mean, they have the whole day,
I mean, do you need a warm culture to open up a drinking bar? Like, the Irish are warm people, the English are warm people, the Germans aren't.
Oh, you mean warm... like friendly?
Yeah.
I think it helps.
Germans aren't known for being warm, and they got beer halls.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
You come in, you drink now. I don't know why Arnold Schwarzenegger was there. This actually might be a legitimately good idea.
All right, what do we got?
Are you ready? Leanne writes us, camping culture folks are huge drinkers. Why don't we have camping-themed bars?
What would that look like?
Well, a lot of outdoor spaces, bonfires. You put, like, Bugaboo Creek-style stuff on the walls.
Yeah. All right. But I picture those people that want to just go camping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't picture campers as, like,
bar
regular
people.
Bar-goers. Yeah. And what? Yeah, I don't know if they need the theme.
Because you camp to save money.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. But then again, you could get those weird-ass hipsters that are like, I don't camp, but
our
I like
boys.
Yeah, I like drinking like out of, like, mason jars.
All right, so the guys that like going to those festivals.
Oh, no. I'm even talking, like, the kids who live in the city that wear Carhartt because they think it's, like, ironic
okay.
and cool. You know what I'm talking
all
about?
Right.
Like, their Carhartt jacket has no rips or tears or stains
yeah.
in it. And I want to drink out of a mason jar. There's a moose head over there, ironically. You know the vintage bar that no one has tried is we
What's
talk
that?
About another tiki bar opening up, this one in Canandaigua in the greater Rochester area? I think it would crush in Rochester. Dive Party House Bar.
Dive Party House.
Like Party House, like the old school wood paneling, foul mouth bartenders, white dress shirts, bad wallpaper, ZD in a metal pan at all times.
But okay. That's only going to really hit with somebody like you and me who like grew up with that, I think.
You missed the Diplomat Party House.
And are we going to be regulars? I mean, most people probably that age that would appreciate it probably have kids, probably don't get out a whole lot.
I would need
like regular bar goers to sustain that.
If that existed, I would make an effort to go to the Maplewood 2 at least once a week.
Okay.
Tell me that wouldn't be so much
so it'd
fun.
Be like a 1950s themed era.
I'm thinking more 1970s. I want some shag carpeting
you
somewhere.
You want like the ugliest look ever.
100%.
Okay, so you want olive avocado green and brown themed looking joint.
Oh. Yeah, like there's duct tape on parts of the dance floor for some reason. Right? You know what I mean? We all remember what those
so
party
it's pre-disco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But disco is dead and you just kind of left it alone, right? Like there's multiple shiny things on the roof that could come down the ceiling.
The
could
drop
come down.
Ceiling.
Yeah. But the motor doesn't work anymore, so it just stays up there and doesn't move.
So
a newly neglected
bar.
Yeah.
See, all right.
Tell me that wouldn't kick ass.
All right.
I'll drink Miller High Life's all night there. Champagne and beers, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.